Well, let's point out, first of all, the Prime Minister doesn't have a vote in this referendum any more than I do, because we don't live in Scotland. The only people who are going to be able to vote on this are in Scotland. It would give Alex Salmond equal status with the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, which he does not have. And I think, therefore, it would be a big mistake. A debate, by all means, on TV, I think would be a good idea. It's best done by somebody who has a vote in the referendum, somebody who's a Scot, the Scottish Minister in the Cabinet, perhaps, or somebody like Alistair Darling. That's fine. That puts Alex Salmond where he should be. And puts him in his place.
I suspect, Edwina, correct me if I'm wrong, but and for being mischievous, but I suspect the reason that you don't want David Cameron to debate Alex Salmond is because you know he's an inferior performer.
Oh, you've got to be joking. Have you actually ever seen David Cameron live?
Oh, please,
well, you probably have.
Please. Alex Salmond is a much more convincing orator.
Salmond is a populist. That's not
exactly
the same thing.
Exactly.
That's why he's so dangerous.
That's why he's the only person that could bring the campaign as far as it has come, because he is so convincing, because he is such
Alex
a populist.
I can remember Alex Salmond when he was a Labour Member of Parliament. And what Alex really, really wanted was to be Labour Prime Minister of the whole of the United Kingdom. And his Labour colleagues kind of rumbled him. And so he left and he joined the SNP.
That doesn't take away from the fact that he's an incredibly astute, convincing performer.
Bless him. He's a very big fish in a, shall I just say very gently, a smaller pond. You know, at lunchtime today, I said bye-bye to our Scottish relatives and they've headed back up north, and I know which way they're going to vote.
But I don't want, you know, in theory, that absolutely David Cameron should be debating with Alex Salmond, but I don't want him to. I want someone better that's going to convince Scotland to stay in the Union.
Who do you want?
Oh, crikey. I mean, it's slim pickings, because, I mean, I can't see Ed Miliband doing a particularly good job of it. Nor Nick Clegg. I'm going to have to go away and think about this. But
let's stay on the notion of these debates and whether they should or shouldn't happen. Ian is in Biggin Hill. Hello, Ian.
Hi.
Hello there, and Phil in York. Hello, Phil.
Hi.
What do you think? What do you think, Phil? First.
Well, I tend to take the view that has already been expressed that somebody should debate the issue with Mr. Salmond, who has the right to vote in the independence debate. Now, I feel disenfranchised because I'm of Scottish descent. I live in Yorkshire, but I'm going to be affected if Scotland secedes from the UK as a UK citizen, because it is going to make a sort of an effect on all of the rest of us, and we won't have a say. And I feel that I ought to have a say simply because I've got Scottish roots. And, you know, to be disenfranchised in this sort of way, you know, I feel quite strongly about it.
Phil, thank you. Ian, do you think there should be a debate in the first place, and who would win?
I agree with your caller there. I agree with him entirely. I mean, it's a bit of a false referendum anyway, you know, Salmond saying we're going to be part of the EU, all this sort of thing. And when you consider all these things up in Scotland, like Faslane, the submarine base, all the government offices in Scotland. He's a very crafty chap, old Salmond. I mean, if he came up a debate against our Prime Minister now, I mean, I think he'd win hands down. He's very, you know, I don't think I'd any doubt about it.
So you think Salmond would wipe the floor with Cameron?
Oh, yeah, same as, who do you call that other chap, Farage, UKIP Independence Party? You do the same sort of thing, you know.
Well, I'm not sure I entirely agree with you, but the point is that a prime minister of a country has got to be able to say no sometimes. Someone who is campaigning as a populist, who is arguing for something that is very unlikely to happen and actually doesn't want to have happen, he can promise the earth, the sun, the moon, the planets. You know, the conversation that you had, Stephen, earlier with Fiona McLeod was all about, oh, Scotland is a rich country. Scotland is a rich country. You know what? If we handed over to Scotland the debt, the national debt run up by the Royal Bank of Scotland alone, they'd be a lot poorer than they are
the
now.
Problem for
and that's
Cameron,
something that the rest of us have to carry.
The problem for Cameron is that by refusing, he just looks like a coward.
No, he doesn't. He looks as if he's got more important things to do, quite frankly.
There isn't much more important than the future of
Alex,
the Union.
The last thing, let me put my neck on this. The last thing Alex Salmond wants is independence. The last thing Alex Salmond wants is to be trying to get into the European Union when the governments of Spain and France and Italy, worried about their own possible secessionists, are saying, under no circumstances are you coming in. What Alex Salmond wants is just a little bit more independence and a bit more money from London. That's all. That would suit him perfectly.
Well, I'm not here to
defend... I'll debate with him. I volunteer.
I'm not here to defend Alex Salmond. I mean, I think he is...
I will look for the belt and I will hit below it, Alex. I'm here for you.
I think he's very populist. I think he's also deeply cynical. His move today to announce that the raising of the minimum wage was purely to up the yes vote to independence. It's deeply cynical, but he's incredibly effective. And David Cameron and everyone that wants the union to stay together should be very worried.
Well, if he's so effective, though, Patrick, if you think about it, how come the opinion polls in Scotland are running 2-1 against independence?
Well, they've increased.
Well, because a lot of Scots can add up, and they know which side of the pond they should be on.
Yeah, I think on balance that he will probably fail.
Heavily.
And I think you're wrong to think that he doesn't want independence, because actually it's going to be really difficult
what
for him
when
they
fail. What happens to the SNP if they do fail?
It's going to be very difficult for him. He's going to be shamefaced. His position will be weakened. I don't know how much longer he'll last as leader. They'll have to redouble their efforts. They've blown it. They'll have to... I don't know what they do.
I think he'll pop up and say, we want another vote. That's what he'll say.
Front page Mail on Sunday tomorrow. Let's move on. Archbishop damns energy price hikes.